The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, it's me, David Hickney. We're back with Freak of the Week. I'm here with Roger and Elizabeth, and this week we're going to talk about Spring Boys. It's kind of an amazing thing, and with us is Denise, is that right?
Yes, Denise.
Hi, so is it's just Denise?
Yes, I don't go by any other name anymore.
Anymore?
No, I don't trust anyone.
That's actually, that's fair. That's totally fair, I get that. Denise, we're here to talk about Spring Boys. Is that correct?
Yes, Spring Boys.
What are Spring Boys?
Well, Spring Boys are these slightly shorter than the average male boys.
Okay.
That spring. I mean, they jump everywhere, on anything, at any time.
Anything, anywhere, anytime.
Yes.
My God, that's a lot of things and stuff and times.
And they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Why?
I mean, if you talk to most people, they will tell you that... So, these people, they come,
mm-hmm.
and they jump. They make it look like they're trying to have fun, but okay. I believe they have a darker purpose.
Oh.
So, they're in parks... jumping on things.
Right.
Right? And then they climb walls, and they jump over the walls.
They jump over walls?
Yes.
But walls are supposed to keep things out or in.
Right.
They're not supposed
to
go over
them.
They
don't keep these little boys in, these spring boys in. They're bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Right.
And, again, they smile and they joke and they laugh while they're doing it.
What's fun about jumping?
I don't know, but I don't think that they're doing it for fun.
I think it's a facade.
It's a nefarious purpose.
Okay.
Yes, they're trying to infiltrate secret places.
Oh.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. And they're trying to find out secrets.
Okay.
They're being used by governments all over the world.
Uh-huh.
This is why I can't use my last name anymore.
Because they know you're onto them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And they don't want to be found out.
Right. No, of course. I mean, obviously, if they're trying to do these things, they wouldn't want to be found.
No. So
Elizabeth, you have a look on your face.
Are we talking about parkour?
What's parkour?
Have you ever seen American Ninja Warrior?
Oh, is that the one you showed me upstairs at one time where the people were falling in the water?
I did.
Yeah, those guys looked like they were dumb.
They also looked very springy.
I guess.
And a lot of them were boys. They weren't all boys, though.
Are all spring boys boys?
Well, actually, there are some women that are trying to become spring boys.
So, well, actually, Elizabeth, there are girls that are spring boys as well.
Or they're just spring girls. Or spring people.
I I mean, is that the proper nomenclature? Is spring people, spring girls?
No, it's spring boys.
It's just spring
always.
Boys.
Masculine, always, across the board.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question because it sounds like these are just people. Are they just normal people that just jump?
No, they are definitely not. They have been created.
Oh.
Again, they were created by a scientist at DuPont.
DuPont, the chemical company.
Yes.
Okay.
And they splice the genes of these people with grasshoppers. And so that's how they jump everywhere.
Grasshopper people.
Well, yes. Grasshoppers do. They'll fly themselves through the air and then bounce off the thing. They'll jump like 75 times in a row.
Grasshoppers are not graceful creatures.
But they do bounce all over the place.
They do bounce all over the place. I'm fairly certain it's scientifically impossible to splice the DNA of a grasshopper with that of a human. We are simply too far apart evolutionarily.
Who knows what those bastards at DuPont can do, though? Roger's cousin to grasshoppers.
Yes, and if you told me that Roger was part grasshopper, I would be fascinated.
You?
But more likely to believe that. He's a
Someone mantis. Here?
He's a mantis. He's Roger.
Here.
Say hi to Roger.
Say hi.
Oh,
shake
hi.
His little claw
give her,
hands.
Give her a bee head to give him.
Oh, yeah, here. Here's a jar of bee heads.
Oh,
his favorite.
He loves them.
Oh,
they're the bumble kind.
That's a little scary. I.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's not going to jump, is he?
No, he kind of flutters sometimes, but he's not really a jumper.
He's put on a lot of weight, so.
Well, too many bee heads. Start serving him ant larva, but no, always bee heads,
well,
because you can't
once
say
again,
no.
Roger,
it's okay to say no sometimes.
I let Roger eat what he wants.
I know, but that doesn't make it any better. You can't always just give everybody everything that they want. It's not healthy. People need boundaries, even mantises.
Fair enough.
Even you.
What? We're talking about spring boys. Let's talk about spring boys. So they were created by DuPont Chemical.
Yes, but for the government.
For the... there it is.
Right. The government paid DuPont to create these spring boys so that they could be used to bypass barricades and walls and all these things that countries use to keep each other out.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do any other countries have spring boys yet, or is it just us? Like you said, they're everywhere, but are they all working for the government of the United States?
I believe that the majority of them are, but some are German.
German spring boys.
It sounds like an 80s band.
Das
German spring boys.
Are you making a joke about this very real issue?
I am making a joke about what is happening right now, yes. I've decided that I'm just going to take this all with a grain of salt and just let it wash over me like the ridiculousness that it is, because I don't want to have another breakdown.
Well, I mean, I think we're doing real work here, but I appreciate your ability to relax your crack a little bit, as some would say.
Yes.
I think this is a very nice side of you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that after all of the years that I've literally devoted my life to making sure that you're okay, that you finally are appreciative and are seeing a better side of me.
I mean, you're my sister. I care about you. It's not like I don't want to see you happy.
Mm-hmm. And it's just hard for you. I know.
Hard for me to see you happy?
Hard for you to think about other people when you're so caught up in yourself and your own delusions.
I think about other people all the time. I think about you when you're not here because I'm like, where's Elizabeth? Why isn't she here?
Well, yeah, because you have a dirty snuggie, because you're hungry, because you can't leave the house, because you think that Sheila was in the closet when she wasn't. She was never in the closet.
I think she was there at one point.
No.
There's a portal to another world that she opened.
There is not a portal to... I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I know.
Yeah, you shouldn't laugh at my pain.
You're completely serious. But instead of getting mad, I'm just going to laugh, because laughter is just much more freeing and calming and relaxing than anger. Anger helps no one.
That is, I actually agree with you on that. All right, we're going to take a caller. I think we're ready to take a caller already.
Yeah, the little light's been blinking since we started.
Yeah. So caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Oh, hello. My name is Dennis O'Connell.
Dennis O'Connell.
Sup, Dennis?
Well, I am a retired agent of MI5, and I...
MI5.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, you Americans would know that it is the British equivalent of the FBI.
Yeah, British cops.
British cops.
No, those would be bobbies.
Well, yes. Federal British cops.
Well, yes, I suppose it's federal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get it. I know what it is, yeah.
So, I believe we had an encounter with these Spring Boys quite some time ago.
Okay.
We had a task force dedicated to stopping them called Operation Foxcatcher.
Mm. That makes sense.
Operation Foxcatcher.
And there were what we thought were just a gang of cat burglars that we called Spring Heel Jacks.
Okay.
Spring Hill Jacks or Spring-Heeled Jacks?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, because it's like they have springs in the heels of their shoes.
That's exactly what it looks like when you see them.
And they would always be, honestly, at first they were just robbing places, and we realized that that was just a diversionary tactic from their real targets, which were, in fact, our government facilities and also local museums.
They took stuff from museums?
They did. They took a lot of Fabergé eggs.
Mm, wow. That's interesting. I think part of that was probably practice, to be able to carry fragile things and bounce with them.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, if you're going to be asking them to rob, you know, government buildings for a nuclear warhead, for example, or some other, you know, weapon of some sort, you need to be able to bounce with these things and not hurt them or drop them.
Right.
So they practice with Fabergé eggs.
Wow.
They were very adept at getting around security systems by not going in through traditional means. They would go through skylights and they would appear to not even have ladders or any traditional implements on which to get to these higher levels. They never used doors. It was very baffling how we would rarely get them flush on camera. Mm. They were very good at avoiding any sort of surveillance. Thankfully, they seem to have just moved on. Because
roaming pack?
It would appear so, because they must have found whatever it is they were looking for, or they were just practicing.
Okay.
You're making them sound very much like locusts, which are a type of grasshopper that come in and take what they want and leave.
That's the grasshopper gene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Genes.
We're talking DNA, not
okay, Roger.
Not denim, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. The building blocks of life.
So, are you sure that these aren't just, I don't know, hipsters?
What's a hipster?
With the split jeans because they're so damn tight, and just coming in and taking everything that they want, bouncing around, doing parkour, and drinking a whole lot of beer, and then leaving?
I beg your pardon, madam. I was stationed in Cambridge. We do not have hipsters.
England doesn't have hipsters. I find that very
Cambridge
hard to believe.
Cambridge does not have hipsters.
I find that very hard to believe.
I don't know what a hipster is, so I can't tell you.
If you go to Dartmouth, perhaps there are going to be hipsters, but not in Cambridge.
I have a question for the caller.
Yeah.
Did they ever drink anything? Did you ever see, did you ever catch them on a camera or something where you saw them drinking anything?
I would not say that I saw them drinking anything, but we would see empty cans of Monster.
Monster?
Left at the scenes of crime.
It's an energy drink that you are never allowed to have.
Oh, like,
I would be peeling you off of the scene.
Oh, like that Crimson Bovine.
What?
Crimson Bovine.
David, usually I can interpret your words even though no one else can, but at this particular juncture, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. It's an energy drink. It made me feel like I was flying.
All right.
I ask this question because the Spring Boys are obsessed with an old cartoon.
Okay.
Called the Gummy Bears.
I've seen that cartoon.
And on this
cartoon actually exists. I think people just, it's part of the Mandela effect and people just remember it, but I don't think it actually happened.
The Mandela effect does not exist. That is totally
bullshit. That's the one
bullshit.
Thing you don't believe in.
That is
Everybody knows it's actually the Mandela effect.
And that is something very different and far more disturbing.
And the Gummy Bears was a real cartoon. They were bears that drank juice that made them bounce.
Exactly.
And they had an underground roller coaster that they used to travel all over the place.
Exactly.
So my theory is they themselves have a form of gummy juice that they use.
Wow.
I suppose it is also possible that they would have this underground railroad that they would be using to transport from place to place, which might be why we haven't seen them.
We need to find an underground railroad. Thank you, Dennis.
I mean, we have a London Underground.
That is true. Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate the call. True Believers, if you know the whereabouts of this underground railroad, please let us know. We're going to take a break, hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back in just a second. So we'll be right back.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend. Don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memoriam Development and the DVMEE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce!
That's what this stuff is?
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
You're not cleaning that up again.
Welcome back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. We are still here this week talking about Spring Boys with Denise.
Yes.
And Dr. Elizabeth Marin, my sister.
Always here.
No, you aren't always here.
I'm almost always here.
That's more accurate, yes.
I'm always here in spirit.
That actually,
whether I want to be or not.
Well, that's actually, well, you had to ruin it by saying whether you want to be or not, but that was
it's
really
weird to get
appreciated.
A compliment from someone and then have it sort of taken away, right?
Yeah, it is. Are you trying to say something?
No, let's talk about Spring Boys.
Yeah, let's do that. So, Spring Boys, so there are obviously, we found out there are some that are in England.
Yes, they are everywhere.
Right.
They're a worldwide phenomenon.
They
yes.
are. They are. Okay. I wanted to go back, too, to something you said earlier,
sure.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
You were talking about parkour.
Yes.
And a TV show.
Yes.
I wanted to say that there are some people, regular humans.
Okay.
That want to be Spring Boys.
So kind of like posers.
Right. They want to be Spring Boys so badly that they practice and practice and practice
mm-hmm.
so that they can try to mimic a real Spring Boy.
So how do we differentiate between the two?
Well, so the Spring Boys are, again, slightly shorter, and they also have little wings.
Okay.
They have
on
wings.
The coming out their sides.
Like on their hips?
No, the abdomen,
like,
on the side.
Like fairy wings? Kind of,
yes.
So, like,
and this is what helps them, you know, once they take off.
Okay.
They can use the wings to get them over.
So it's kind of like a chicken that doesn't actually fly, but it can use its wings to kind of help stay in the
exactly.
air for half a second.
Exactly. So if you're worried, if you see something, a person jumping and bouncing all over the place, and you're worried, you can check them for wings.
Okay.
And then you would know.
Only with their consent.
Well.
Do you just walk up and go, I would like to check you for wings?
I mean, I suppose that's the best way to get consent.
But I don't know if that's possible. I think it might just be better to pin them down.
Never pin anyone down without express consent.
Well, I'm glad you added that second part, because, yeah, Sheila used to ask me to pin her down.
That's fine, and not a thing that I needed to know.
Yeah. Sorry. I think we have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Dude, my name is Heinrich.
Hey, hi, Heinrich.
And I am from Boulder, Colorado.
What's up, Heinrich?
Not much. I just wanted to say I've jumped all over the place. I've jumped into Area 51 before.
You jumped? You just hopped the fence in Area 51?
Well, several fences.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then what happened?
Well,
did you get arrested? Because you're not supposed to be
at that moment.
Not at that moment, but at a later moment?
Yeah, probably about 15, 20 minutes later, but that was enough time for me to get all around Area 51.
And what did you see in Area 51?
That is exactly the question I was going to ask.
I saw a lot of tops of airplane hangars.
Oh my God.
I was on top of them.
You were on top of them. You were bouncing from airplane hangar to airplane hangar?
Definitely.
That's pretty amazing. I'm going to ask this. Do you have wings on your abdomen?
I think I need my safe space right now.
What does that mean?
That means I don't know if I should answer that.
Okay.
I don't call them wings, you know. I call them flappers.
Flappers?
But, you know.
Can I ask the caller, where did you grow up? Who raised you?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really recall the person that raised me.
Because it's okay,
Roger. It was all, like, I just woke up and I, like, had to jump.
Just had to jump.
Wow. I think we might be talking to a real spring boy.
Crisscross, man, will make you jump.
They don't have much education.
Oh, okay. So do they not have, like, are their brains just, like, inferior because of the grasshopper DNA?
Yes.
Whoa. It's not inferior, man. It's not even close to being on fire.
I mean, I'm still not sure. What?
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 I'm still not sure if this is a spring boy or not, because we can't tell. He says he's got flappers, which I don't know if that means wings. Are you part grasshopper?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could be. A slightly greenish tinted skin, if that means anything.
Have you ever taken...
I thought it was my Crohn's disease, but...
What's Crohn's disease?
Have you ever taken one of those 23andMe tests? Just out of curiosity.
No, I did Ancestry DNA.
All right. And what were the results?
I'm German, man.
He's German.
Well, his name's Heinrich.
Well, yes.
That's my name.
Was it just... You just said you're German, man?
It said German, man. 100%.
I'm guessing that the scientists in Germany have fixed it so that spring boys, when you test their genes, DNA just come up German. Or they pay, or I should say force, probably, Ancestry DNA to put that on the reports. Yes.
Heinrich.
No, I paid them, man.
Yeah, no.
$69.99.
But they also, she's saying that the Germans also pay them more than what you paid them to lie.
Well, it should have been free.
Maybe.
Again, he definitely sounds like a spring boy to me.
Do you like the show Gummy Bears?
Oh, I love it.
Spring boy.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely a spring boy.
It's an easy yeah. way to tell.
Love
you know,
that
do you know
show.
Tummy Gummy?
Of course, Tummy Gummy.
That's the one that gets them going.
Yeah, the big blue one. The big blue one, yeah.
It's purplish, I think.
Yellow.
Was it
yellow.
Yeah, I think it was...
We're all saying a different color here.
Well,
I don't know which one's right.
So I don't know.
Oh, no, the old one was the blue one. That's right.
The old wise one.
Yeah, well, I don't know if any of them were that wise, but yeah.
Oh, they totally were. They taught me the ways of life.
How did you never see this show when we were kids?
From an anthropological standpoint, I'm fascinated. I think I was busy reading or something, maybe playing outside.
You missed out.
Yeah, because, you know, could have grown up to be just like you.
Yeah.
Could have grown up to jump.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to jump.
Jump around, jump up, then get down.
What?
Daddy Mac will make you jump.
I bet.
I am very confused now.
Roger is jumping. He's doing his weird little hoppy thing.
Yeah, I think he's feeling left out. Thank you so much, Heinrich. That was an interesting call. We had an actual spring boy on the phone.
Sure. Very, very exciting. Except they don't very exist. Exciting.
Well, you gotta be that way sometimes.
Always.
All right. We're
you
gonna
could
take...
always have Mark back.
Don't you ever threaten me like that again.
I'm just letting you know, if you get annoyed with me, there are other options.
That is not one of any option.
You could try to get Dad Terrence to be on here. He's see how that works
he's
out.
He's kind of a dick.
Kind of?
Okay, he's really a dick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he cares about us, but he's still a dick.
Yeah.
Family's hard, true believers. Family's hard. But, you know, try to stick with your siblings at least. What? Why did you laugh at that?
Oh, was that out loud?
Yeah, that was out loud.
Sorry. I got a little bit of giggle juice today, so.
Oh, is that like the gummy bear juice?
No, it's just wine.
Oh.
All right,
hey, is there another caller?
Yes, we're going to take a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, yeah. My name is Don. I'm from New Mexico.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don from New Mexico.
Beautiful country, New Mexico.
It is. It's gorgeous. I've been there before.
So have I.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm actually really glad that I was listening to this today because I've had a condition ever since I was born and no doctor could ever tell me about it. I'm unable to jump.
Unable to jump.
I have never jumped in my life. I actually have tried to eat grasshoppers. I've eaten a lot.
High in protein, very nutritional, actually.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
They eat them in Vietnam where we're going to go.
Wow. They do eat them. And in Mexico.
Yeah.
I also have eaten a couple mantises. Sorry. I know you're
Roger,
little pet.
Roger, cover your ears. Cover your ears.
Your little pet there. But.
Well, I have a theory as to what might be happening here.
Okay.
Yes.
It could be that you were a mistake. Something went wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Cruel my parents, to
with
to
the
anyone?
Genetic testing.
My
with
parents
the,
have told
splicing.
Me that several times.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they tried to make you a spring boy and instead you failed completely at this transformation.
Well, first they didn't try to make me be anything because I wasn't supposed to be born, but that's a little off topic, I guess. No, I think that that's definitely possible. I was wondering if there's any way I could get my hands on some of that gummy bear juice.
Oh.
I just want to jump. I never played hopscotch or jumped rope.
Well, I think that you'd have to find yourself a spring boy. And so somewhat similar to leprechauns, they keep their form of gummy juice, mm-hmm. you know, in a safe place, a storage place that,
right.
that only they know.
Like a vault?
Right.
Okay.
That only they know where it is.
Yeah.
You know, but if you could catch a spring boy, you know, you might be able to
get
convince
the information.
It. Right.
Okay.
To take you to where it keeps its gummy juice.
So you're saying, though, that like his idea of eating grasshoppers to become one is not going to work?
No. At this point, it has to be the genes, the DNA splicing that happens at you know, in gestation,
okay.
if you're going to be genetically, you know, prone to that. But it's possible that the juice could work on you. I don't know.
What about like an Island of Dr. Moreau situation where it's like fusing himself with a grasshopper?
Well, I suppose if there was some sort of machine.
Right.
That could do that, it's possible.
Yeah.
Is it bad for me to continue just to eat grasshoppers, just regardless of...
they're very abundant, yeah. very high in protein.
Okay. I've heard that they taste like peanut butter.
They're great. They're fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good. Okay, well, I think we helped. We helped you, Don. Thank you
I
so much
so.
For calling
I
in.
So. Good luck. Good luck. Be careful.
Thank you.
Now I'm thinking about the Island of Dr. Moreau. I hope they make that into a movie sometime.
I'm thinking about The Fly.
What's The Fly? Like the animal?
Do you know who Jeff Goldblum is?
No.
No? That's unfortunate. You should watch a movie once in a while.
Well, if it was made after 1965, I'm not going to.
You have your quirks.
I guess. I just like what I like. All right. We're going to take another break real quick, and then we'll be back after some words from our sponsors. Thank you. Hey, True Believers, this week's episode is sponsored by the podcast Attack of the Snack. No, there's not an actual attack. That's just the name of the show. The hosts, Philip and Katie, who are really cool people, talk about different snacks that they've tried every week. It's pretty cool. It's short. It's easy to listen to. They're pretty nice people, I think, from what I hear. Even though Philip is totally wrong, ice cream is definitely a snack. Sorry, Philip, you're just wrong. But check that out. Attack of the Snack, also on the DVMPE. Welcome back, True Believers. We are back talking about Spring Boys with Denise and myself and Roger and my sister, Elizabeth Marin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So, we talked about Spring Boys being able to be, being used by the government to break into facilities. Are there any other tactical, advantages that these guys have? Guys or girls?
Well, their hands and feet also have a slight sticky material to
okay.
them. And that allows them to stick to walls.
Okay.
A little bit. I mean, it's not quite, you know, a Spider-Man situation, but, but it, a little bit they can stick to help them as they bounce up.
I feel like as you're describing all of this, they're small, they're energetic, they're bouncy. They get into places that they're not supposed to get into.
Right.
And they're always slightly sticky. Are you just talking about children?
What?
No.
Children are all of these things. That's why I don't have them.
I don't have them either, so I don't know that. They're sticky? Kids are sticky?
Kids are constantly sticky. You remember Cousin Martha?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Jammy hands. All the time.
That was,
there's no jam in our house, but when she stayed here, she had jam on her hands.
It was blueberry jam, too. Like,
yes,
that's so
always.
Weird. Like, you know, grape is something normal. Blueberries out of...
I think she kept
like,
it in her pocket. Constantly.
She had jam
hands.
Pockets?
I don't know.
God, what happened to Cousin Martha?
I think she grew up and moved to Ottawa.
Well, see, this is the difference.
Weird.
This is the difference. Your cousin grew up. The Spring Boys do not grow up.
Oh, wow. They
they're
never grow up.
Stay boys.
So they're like.
Like the
Peter
Lost
Pan.
Boys.
I guess. I don't know the
that
reference.
That was a really good book, too.
I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the Lost Boys, they never
still
grow up.
Still sounds like you're describing children to me. I'm just saying.
That's an interesting theory.
Well, they.
Especially now that I think about Cousin Martha.
Mm hmm.
No, it's not sticky like jam, but you could have jam on your hands and
well,
you're not
going
to stick to a wall.
Jam.
Yeah, there was that one time she had bubble gum
I'm
all over
just
her
saying,
hands.
Kids are constantly sticky.
Why did she have bubble gum on her hands?
I don't
that know. That was so weird.
Constantly sticky.
All the time.
Constantly.
Could she do a flip?
Yeah.
She could, actually. She's very agile.
It was weird.
I think she
well, maybe she was one of those ones that wanted
was,
to be a spring boy.
She was
boy.
Both portly and agile. It was very strange.
It could happen.
Yeah, it was just like a. It was like just.
She was just a little ball.
Yeah,
just bounced
a,
around.
Yeah, like a bouncy ball. A sticky, kind of gross bouncy ball.
Yeah, you remember that time you tried to play basketball with her and use her as the ball, and that's why she could never come back.
Well, that's because. She was weird the last time she'd been over and she tried to kiss me.
She,
Cousin Martha tried to kiss you?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I mean, I was, you know, 14.
Yeah. Okay. Little kids
I feel like I'm getting a glimpse into your family that I,
also
seems
sticky.
Inappropriate. I don't
Wet,
know
sticky
what's
kisses
happening.
From small children.
Yeah. They were sticky.
Was she a gummy bear? Because the way you're describing her, she sounds
she was gummy,
a bit
right.
like a gummy bear.
Now you think she's a gummy bear.
Well, I don't know. I'd have never met her.
I mean, that was a cartoon.
I mean, she liked to eat gummy bears.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Remember her nickname?
Maybe that's why she was always sticky.
We called her Harry Bozo.
You called her Harry Bozo.
That's true, I did. I called her Harry Bozo.
That wasn't very nice, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of accurate.
I think she got a complex about that.
Well, she still tried to kiss me.
I guess. She was like 5.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a romantic thing, because she was 5.
She said, hey, this is a romantic thing.
David, sometimes when we think back to our past, we remember things differently than they actually happened. Memories are actually very unreliable.
And you think so?
Like, yes, and I feel like perhaps...
I feel like I have a memory like a steel trap.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're going to take a caller about Spring Boys. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Timothy Rutherford. I'm from Indianapolis.
Hi, Timothy.
Can I call you Tim or Timothy?
Tim is fine.
Okay, good.
I've been trying over like the past 2 months to become a Spring Boy.
Okay.
I think it sounds really fun and exciting. And man, I gotta say, it's kind of difficult. So I was kind of looking for some advice on where to go from here.
Okay.
I originally decided, to bust out my old moon shoes that I got from this year's Wish Book in like 89. And it just reminded me what pieces of shit they were. It's not working very well.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if Denise could like give me any advice or anything.
So like for like some sort of contraption that could make you move like a Spring Boy.
Well, I don't know. Like maybe it's just a contraption because I've also been like buying old classic Silly Putty off of eBay for the last week or so. I'm trying to eat some of it, and I've gotten about 2 pounds down.
Wow.
Silly Putty?
Well, Silly Putty does bounce, but only if it's in a ball shape. So can you somehow form it into a ball in your stomach?
I mean, I could try. I mean, I'm forming it into something. I mean, it's honestly, it's passing like a pine cone made of razor blades, and I've had a breach burst of it for like the last 2 days.
Ew.
I think it would need to be smooth, not pine cone-like. I don't think it's going to work if it's a pine cone.
No. Like, so, I mean...
Roger looks like he's going to throw up.
Should I try again? I mean, is there something other than Silly Putty? Because I'll be honest, it's about to make me cry. This thing hasn't left me
So are you trying to like hold the Silly Putty in you and bounce using that? Or like, are you trying to take on the qualities of the Silly Putty?
Well, I thought if I ate it, I could absorb the property.
Have you tried pushing your face up against a newspaper?
I haven't tried it because I don't remember the last time I saw a fucking newspaper.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I wonder. I will just say this. I caution your excitement to become a Spring Boy. It sounds fun. I know it does. Again, they pretend to be having fun. Right. But really, they have handlers. They have people that are in charge of them and what they do all day. You don't just get to jump everywhere or anywhere. They can jump anywhere, but they are told where to go
and what to do.
They're controlled. They do not control their future.
I understand that, but I mean, it kind of seems like any other job then, and this just sounds like a fun job. I mean, every job, you have a boss and they tell you what to do, right?
Well, but what if you're doing something bad? I mean, what if you're stealing secrets? I mean, again, I mean, they seem fun, but I am very scared of these things.
I mean, Dr. Marin brings up a good point, though. I mean, if I can possibly become a Spring Boy on my own, I could be a freelance Spring Boy, and I could do what I want. I could work for the highest bidder if I could just pass this goddamn Silly Putty.
Well, I think you're just going to have to try harder if you really want to do this.
I think perhaps you should actually just see a doctor, an actual MD medical doctor, because you've eaten 2 pounds of Silly Putty.
That's a lot of Silly Putty.
No wonder you're in gastrointestinal distress.
It's a rough guess, yeah.
Maybe some fiber?
I at this point, I don't know if he can actually... You may have to have it surgically removed. I don't know how easy it is to pass Silly Putty.
Well, maybe if they go in there surgically, they could form it into the ball that's necessary.
Or they could simply take it out of your digestive tract.
I've also heard that if you use like an enema, one of those like enemas you can get at the drugstore, that could help.
I know I've got a few more orders of Silly Putty coming in. I suppose for these new ones, I could probably, take them out of the plastic egg before I ate them.
That could be the problem. That
sounds bad. I mean, there's sentient plastic out there. You got to be aware of that,
right,
too. Oh, you don't want that in you.
Sentient?
Yeah, did you not listen to the last episode?
Yeah, ingesting plastic is never recommended.
Oh, my God. No wonder it feels like it's actually fighting me back.
Maybe go to one of those colonic places.
Wait, they have places now that you can get your stuff flushed?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've always had those, David.
Yeah, but usually you just went to the doctor. There are places just for that now?
Sure, there are places for everything now.
That's cool.
I mean, all I want to do is be a spring boy and bounce around wherever I want, and it feels like I'm giving birth to an angry porcupine.
I sympathize. I'm glad I am not empathizing.
So am I, because yeah. I would probably be the one that had to deal with that.
Fair enough. Mm. Thank you so much, Timothy. I hope you find some clarity at some point with this.
Thank you very much.
This is...
oh, God, there's blood.
Oh. Denise, I feel like we're getting a lot of people that want to be spring boys.
Yes, yes.
And you mentioned that these spring boys are being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should have, you know, just a PSA, a public service announcement here being a spring boy is not as cool as it's cracked up to be.
Right. It is not a desirable thing. That's why it bothers me, these TV shows mm-hmm. that are encouraging these people to climb walls. And they have a whole thing, the wall that they have to climb up, and they fail most of the time. They get 3 chances, and they usually fail.
Right, yeah. People just can't get past
you
walls.
Can't
it's just
climb up
it's
a
something
wall.
We all know. There's no way around a wall.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then they climb. They're supposed to climb. They're supposed to hang from things, and it just doesn't work. They usually fail. And then the few that make it through are destined for a life of servitude.
Oh, God. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
We have time for one more caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hi. My name is Todd Szymanski. I'm from New York.
Szymanski.
Yeah.
From New York State, New York City?
New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is in New York State.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for having me on your show.
Of course.
I just wanted to check, and I don't know if this is something Denise would know or one of you guys, but who's got the rights?
The rights?
Yeah. Who's got the rights for the Spring Boys? I'm looking to write a musical, and I'm wondering, like, who's got the, you know, performance rights, you know, who represents them? Do they have an agent?
I would say the government.
Yes, I would assume.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Anybody particular in the government? Because, I mean, I got some killer stuff. I mean,
killer
seriously?
Stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like what?
Well, you know, I was thinking we'd start it off, we'd set it in, like, you know, contemporary, but kind of in future New York kind of thing, you know, hoverboards, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we're starting off with spring boys. You know they're going to get you. You know you got to let them jump along. Spring boys. Yeah, see, it's hooky.
That is a little catchy.
You have a very nice voice. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I will say, I know that... It used to be that Dennis Hastert was in charge of the Spring Boys.
Wait, who?
Dennis?
I've heard of that guy.
That's yes, not he. Good. He
what agency is he with? CAA?
Congress.
He was with Congress.
Yes. But again, he's been kind of, well, he hasn't been seen in a while. So I don't know if he's still in charge, but he could be someone to try.
I would not talk to that guy if my life depended on it, but okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can, you know, tell me about the Spring Boys that I can add to the musical that would really help me? You know, something about, like, what kind of music do they like? And, like,
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
They like the blues.
They like
blues.
The blues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We could do something bluesy. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're the Spring Boys. Yeah, you know.
That's a little jazzy
for them.
I'm going to be honest with you. They, you
more like Chicago blues or something?
The reality is their lives are so bouncy, and they're forced to be cheerful all the time.
Okay.
So in their souls, they really...
So maybe like a Delta, like a Robert Johnson... Like a Delta blues.
Really deep.
Okay. Na, 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 na. I must bring a boy. Na, 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 na. I don't feel no joy. Na, na. Yeah, okay. I see where you're going with this. Yeah,
exactly.
That'd be awesome.
I think that is something they would appreciate.
I actually really like this idea.
Yeah.
When we go on our amazingly cool road trip, mm-hmm. we should stop and see this musical.
It's getting longer episode by episode, I've noticed.
I mean, there's so much to check out. I think we should still go see this Spring Boys musical.
Yeah, yeah.
If it exists, sure, why not? We'll
I already got a great name for it. It's okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Spring Boys.
Wow.
Just that, with an exclamation point.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It does sound really good.
And the exclamation point makes you go, what is this going to be about?
First you're thinking like, okay, it's just about Spring Boys. But then the exclamation point is like, oh, yeah, Spring Boys. Yeah, right. See?
Just be careful not to cast any actual Spring Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
Too expensive?
I think you might get in trouble. It might be expensive. And the wings would make it difficult to fit the costumes.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. Okay. Oh, this is all great stuff. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, Todd. I think that was amazing.
Art created here. Yeah. Live.
That's going to be so cool, right, Elizabeth?
You know, of all of the things that happened on this show, that was by far the least disturbing.
By far? Really?
Yes, by far.
I'm glad I've earned your approval.
You approve of Denise?
I mean, I like the idea of creating art from delusion.
Oh, gee, why'd you do that?
Art can help people with mental illnesses.
We almost had it there, True Believers. We almost had it. Maybe next week. Until then, rate and review us on iTunes. You know, message us if you want to.
We're on iTunes?
Yeah, that's where the show is posted onto, is iTunes.
I thought it was on some weird dark web somewhere.
Well, it is as well, but also on iTunes.
Okay.
Cousin Martha, if you're around, hi, wash your hands.
Your feet.
Yeah.
And your mouth.
Oh, God, yes. Please wash your mouth. I still have flashbacks. Until next week, I'm David Hickney. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Ha, sure. Next you're going to tell me Roger isn't real. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What in the blue world? I don't even know what that means. I don't know who Patrick Harrington, Paul Hennig, Alan Morgan, David Musto, Rebecca Rivers, and Declan Shannon are, but I got a little something-something for them. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? Yeah, there's no way I'm going to tell you they're on Unfucking Relatable, Surreal, Netflix and Spill, The Gotham Podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, and The Ghostly Podcast. That's never going to happen. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.